This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. We are not at the Comedy Store because John, who I think everyone's seeing for the first time, if we're going to show video of this, decided to go to New York. So we're in Casa de Skakel here to do an episode and do our predictions for Full Gear and talk a little bit about wrestling. My name is Eddie Torres. With me, as always, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
With my Eric Bischoff wubby doll, paid $55 for this at the Ric Flair roast. You'd think they would have given me one for free.
No, nothing's for free in this world. John, how's New York?
Rainy and snowy, and I love it.
Nice, nice. Well, we have a bunch of top stories to talk about, so we'll start with the WWE wants Matt Cardona back, Mr. Zack Ryder. They want him back. He's been teasing the internets with a bunch of pictures of him with the IC belt and a bunch of everything he did in the WWE, pictures of him with Triple H. They want him and his girl, Chelsea Green. So that's interesting. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not a hater on the guy. I'm not a super fan either, so it's not really a big deal to me, but he's a popular guy, I guess.
Yeah, he blew up in the indies. He even went as far as saying that WWE was his developmental. So I'm wondering if they stick him into the mid-card again and he regrets his decisions later.
Well, he's been trashing the Zack Ryder name. I think he said that Zack Ryder's dead, so I wonder if they're going to let him come back under his real name.
That'd be cool.
He's going to have to go under, which they don't want to do. So I'd be curious what that deal looks like. But then I got to look at the lineup. Are we talking about the supposed leaked Royal Rumble card, or is it too?
Oh, no. I mean, I saw that too. And
yeah.
I mean, he's on that list. Jay White from New Japan's on that list. I mean, I don't think that's a real list, but
I think I saw Warrior and Rick Rude. I didn't think the list was legit.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. I mean, we could talk about it if you want, but I don't buy it. And if it is a real leaked list, they're changing it now because it's leaked. So that's where I would put it. We'll see. I'm excited to see Matt Cardona back. Huh?
What were you saying? No, I just think it's interesting that I would be interested in, even if they are going to change it, what could have been, because to me, Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk sounds like a potential WrestleMania match right there.
Sure. I mean, if CM Punk shows up, that's, a lot of contracts need to be canceled and bought out and shit needs to happen. So we'll see. I know a lot of people in the WWE, they don't want to deal with Punk, but who knows?
I mean, you know, the guy makes a lot of money. Now, maybe he takes a lesser deal because AEW's paying him too. You know, it's like when, I'm going to use a baseball analogy here since John's in New York, when the Mets got Bobby Bonilla from Pittsburgh, he took a very low deal with the Mets because Pittsburgh was paying him. Pittsburgh is still literally paying Bobby Bonilla $1 million a year to like 2025. So, you know, maybe he signs an incentive deal, very low money, you know, guarantee, and poor Tony Khan is paying him more to wrestle in WWE.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. We'll see. Up next on the list of news, unfortunate news, Kevin Owens is injured, and all the plans that they had with him, apparently he was going to get a big push under Triple H, but he's injured now, so that's on hold. They were going to put him in the story with the Bloodline and Sammy, because obviously Sammy and him are best friends, so it would make sense. But I hope a speedy recovery for Kevin Owens, because I was kind of excited for his new, like, more vicious side that he was showing recently.
I love Kevin Owens. You know, he's like that perfect, you know, he can wrestle, he's good on the mic, he can be funny, he can be mean. So very few guys can be, or girls can be, all of that. He's one of the few, so do we know the exact injury? Or is this like in hockey when they say it's a lower body injury, and it's a broken collarbone.
No, I don't know. Did John, do you know if they reported what he's injured with?
No, I can pull it up. But I think with Kevin Owens, it's very interesting that he's that he was going to be looped into that situation. I still think, I think Kevin Owens still has the ability to appear, just not wrestle. It's a knee injury, it looks like.
Knee injury? Boo. But sprained MCL? Seems like
if he doesn't need surgery or he's able to walk with crutches, they've had plenty of different superstars get hurt and have to walk on crutches. But to have him be in the back and have segments with Sammy and sort of convince him to leave the bloodline, I don't think that's out, that they need to scrap that. I think a potential match would be scrapped.
Yeah, yeah, the matches are probably scrapped. They could start working on that angle. I mean, I know that they were going to start sooner, but the whole Usy thing went really over, so they were like, let's just ride this out a little bit longer so we can sell some T-shirts, which they're up. If you want to get yourself a Feeling Usy shirt.
Hard pass.
Did I tell you guys what that means?
I can only imagine.
So the reason that the Roman and the Bloodline are dying in the ring every time he says it is because apparently in Tongan it means pussy.
Oh, then maybe I will get it.
So when the crowd starts chanting, ooh, see, ooh, they're just dying because they're like, oh my God, everybody's chanting pussy.
And they have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently they use it in the same way that Americans do, where like it could mean just pussy, or it could also just mean like effeminate, or you know what I mean? Like you're soft, you know, kind of thing.
Well, I think I just bought my first WWEshop.com purchase.
Feeling Usy? Yes.
That's why you guys are around. Like, I would have normally not been interested in that shirt because I'm not really a fan of those guys, but I just became an instant fan.
There you are. Yeah, that's why they keep breaking, man. You can't control it when you hear the whole crowd chanting that. Speaking of injuries, up next, I have Logan Paul on his podcast confirmed that the injury is not as bad. It's not the ACL and the MCL. It's just the MCL. So he should be back in time for Mania, and he wants John Cena.
And I don't think that he's injured.
At all? You think it's a work?
I mean, I'm sure he's sore. I think he's a very skinny kid. I'm sure he's sore. I don't think he's injured. I think he just wants to – he's going to probably want to avoid the questions of why aren't you there every week, which was probably never part of his deal. Even though he should be, because he is pretty good, I think he has potential there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you could be right on this one. I might buy it. You know, you think everything's a work, but on this one, I might buy it. He might just want some time off TV, and maybe he just wants to stick to having big matches. You know, you got Roman. What's the next big thing? John Cena. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't see him wanting to do a dark match in Des Moines.
Against Elias?
Yeah, I you guys are right. I mean, he's probably a strictly pay-per-view, maybe big Monday Night Raw. You know, Cena would probably put him over. He seems like a company guy. You know, really, there's The Rock, Cena. Maybe Triple H would come. But, you know, Triple H likes the spotlight.
Yeah,
so.
But he's got a heart condition. I don't think Triple H can do anything in that ring.
I mean, Triple H is going to come back. There's no chance there's no chance we've seen Triple H's last match, especially if we've seen Ric Flair have three last matches.
That's true.
That motherfucker.
So Triple H will be back, I would say, within the next 3 years. My thing with Cena is I think they want to bring him to title number 17, or at least give him the U.S. title so he could be Grand Slam, the Intercontinental, so he could be Grand Slam. So what I imagine might happen is Cena wins the Intercontinental before then, and we have Logan Paul as an Intercontinental champion at some point.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not excited.
I mean,
about any of
listen,
that.
Everyone's giving him credit for being a worker, and everyone's thrilled when The Miz has the title. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
I want Gunther to be IC champion for like a whole, like 2 years.
It's already been too long. It's been too long. The guy's boring. I can't watch him. Get done with this. Give it to Sheamus, and then let's be done with it.
Boo! I boo that. Walter forever. Who else could we put Logan Paul up against? I mean, I heard rumors that Stone Cold Steve Austin wants one more match, or I think Triple H wants him to have one more match, and they're trying to match the money.
I don't think Logan Paul should be. You know, you need someone who's going to protect Stone Cold. I mean, literally.
That's true.
One bad neck injury, and, you know, we joke around a lot, but that's some serious shit that if a botched move were to happen, it'd be interesting, but, like, Stone Cold, I mean.
I think him in the Rumble makes sense because he can, like, he can hit a couple guys and then hide in the corner when there's a bunch of people in the ring, you know. Just take a break, take a breather, go outside, like under the rope.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely ways to protect him. I mean, he's not going to, you know, I mean, that would be a huge pop if he came in at like number 30. Oof. That might rival the pop Cena got when he came in at 30 that one year. So,
I mean, if they're bringing back King of the Ring, I think that's where you bring back Austin. That's where he was made.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense too. There's that. I have friends that think Stone Cold wins the Rumble and goes on to face Roman at Mania. And I'm like,
I mean, if that's the backup for The Rock, it's understandable. They need a main event person against Roman. But if you don't have The Rock, you have to go with Sammy. You just have to go with Sammy. I don't even think Jay would get the pop that Sammy's going to get if he's going up against Roman. And this happened with Kofi. It happened with Daniel Bryan. Just give the fans what they want, and the place will go nuts. And they're all going to feel like they got their money's worth.
Yeah, and he could drop it to Kevin Owens later in some kind of blood feud.
I mean, I don't think he should win the Rumble, man. Like, that's completely shitting on all the current people there. Like, he's going to be a one or two done guy, obviously. So, I mean, I get he's very popular still, so I'm sure the 316 shirts would be flying off. They probably had a dip in sales just because he's not on TV much, and so I get the business side of it, putting them over, but, like, ooh, if I'm a current guy on the roster and they're bringing back a guy who is 57 with a depreciating neck that could go at any second, like, is this really the best we could do?
Okay. Listen, Earl, his neck is better than Paige's. I'm less concerned about his neck after all this time. I think it's what I'm concerned about is that WrestleMania is going to become a full celebrity card. Like, we have all these young guys that you're developing over the year, and they're just not going to be in WrestleMania unless they're losing to Bad Bunny, Logan Paul, Brock Lesnar. If they bring back CM Punk, Steve Austin, The Rock, like, they're bringing back all these names that are these one-time event guys, which I guess I get it for WrestleMania, but these young guys that they're trying to build, it's like a huge disservice.
Logan Paul versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sure you guys could guess what match I'm excited for the most tomorrow night at Full Gear. I don't think it's any
secret.
Who
are they fighting? I didn't even look at it. Who are they fighting?
Well, I don't know if we're...
We'll get to the card. We'll get to the card.
But there is one match in particular that...
The Acclaim?
The Hoss fight that you're excited about?
You know, let's just say there's a couple older wrestlers on the main
match.
Oh,
gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
So I get bringing back the older guys for idiots like me. That match is... But that's a... Without getting into it right now, so I get bringing back Stone Cold. You know, I would say you could, because The Rock's a smart guy. That show he has on Friday night, The Young Rock, Friday night is like the death of TV if you have a show on, because people are out.
Yeah.
It's a graveyard.
So, but I could see The Rock going, well, if I come back, do something big, the show gets a little more popular, it gets more eyes, so...
Or at least do it for your family. Do it to Pat. Like, if he does this, this is his whole family storyline. He can be done. This is the send-off. He never has to come back. Where Stone Cold really doesn't have a send-off, they generated some story for him to come back in Texas. But the King of the Ring would be a good send-off. That's where it started. That's where it ended. That's the end of his story, where I don't think that's the case with if The Rock doesn't show up this year and comes back next year when... Joe Schmo is the champion, probably Logan Paul or some shit.
Well, if they do the King of the Ring with Stone Cold, I hope they don't try and recreate the fucking speech.
Yeah,
because it's just not. It's just going to be so lame.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Austin Theory wins the King of the Ring because they're really going hard on him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't make any notes on him, but you know, he. It seems like he dropped his cell phone gimmick. He seemed a little more vicious and angry and aggressive. So hopefully, this is a good character change for him. That, you know, it may be the Barry job of him losing the briefcase is a way of resetting his character, making him a little more aggressive, a little more angry, more vengeful, I guess.
Or maybe they could have some super huge fat African-American dude be Mabel's brother and get revenge.
Ooh, that's a good angle. I don't know what it has
there's
to do
dude,
with anything.
There's a dude in NXT. I forget his name.
I mean, Mabel was maybe the most dangerous worker in the history of the business. He didn't give a fuck about anybody. I'm going to drop right on your back. And I'm 600 pounds. Deal with it. We almost broke. I think it was Kevin Nash's back. I don't know what the correct move is when someone that large, their finishing move is basically just sitting on your back. But he apparently sat on the most dangerous part, which would probably be the mid-back, just because you cause your back to collapse. And he was cool with it. Fuck it.
Quincy Elliott. That's who I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
On NXT. Big dude. Or
like
girl.
Him.
I mean, I don't know. I think he might be trans. Not really sure. But
yeah,
really
I saw he was he hosted Halloween Havoc. It did nothing for me.
Yeah.
Well, those trans wrestlers, it's a tough, you know, like Sunny Kiss. Like, I find it tough to watch from the standpoint of, you know, Sunny Kiss, a beautiful woman now. But like, if you have someone hit her, like a guy, you know, I don't know how that would fly.
Yeah,
he's not a trans wrestler.
I thought he was trans.
He's gender fluid. Gender fluid.
Okay.
I have a serious question then for you guys, and I'm not trying to be funny. Well, this is not, you know. I thought they were a man and then are transitioning to a woman. So I'm wrong on that?
Sonny? We're not talking about Sonny anymore. We're talking about Quincy.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about Sonny.
Yeah. No,
okay,
Quincy.
No, Sonny transition.
Quote, gender fluid, and then Sonny's trans, and yeah.
Well, I was just saying, I forget the match. Someone body slammed Sonny, like, pretty hard. And I'm like, you know, this is getting to be pretty close to crossing the line.
Yeah, I mean, it was I need to be giving Jim Cornette any airtime, but he recently spoke out about intergender matches being they feel phony because it makes everybody like the man. If it's a man versus a woman, like the man's being careful, you know, like to not hurt.
Right.
And so it all comes off extra phony to him. But, you know, everybody just thinks he's misogynist / you know.
Well, he is. He's
hater.
A pro wrestling manager from the 80s. Like,
that's true.
Like, I think it was different with China because she was, you know, bigger than most of the guys she was wrestling. So, and Sonny's not exactly, she's not frail, but
no.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel on trans wrestlers just because of the optics of a man hitting a woman.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I've been there, trust me, with some of my exes.
And those pink knucks.
Yeah, but before we go on, these are brass knuckles made by the singer from Rat, Stephen Piercy. At Mike Knuckles. Get yourself a pair. Full price. You mention my name, Stephen, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, mention his name, you get charged double. We got to get a pair of those for William Regal. Speaking of transitioning from WWE to AEW news... the best storyline in professional wrestling is William Regal in love with Excalibur, man.
I don't get that. As an AEW guy, I'm out of the loop in terms of their beef.
There's no beef. No beef. He loves Excalibur. Every time he comes out to do commentary, he goes, "Oh, man in the mask," and then he says some ridiculous shit like, "I want to put you in my mouth and melt you like a caramel." Like, he's like legitimately just making passes at Excalibur every time he does commentary.
Hey, well, whatever. I mean, it's not my thing, but
I mean, isn't he married though?
With kids? I don't know what goes. Honestly, the inmates from the asylum in that place, I have no clue what's going on. Certainly, week to week, it just doesn't look like anybody is in control over there.
But I mean, Calvin Klein's married, and I'm pretty sure he's about as straight as a circle.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, I really wish nothing but the best for William Regal and Excalibur's blossoming love. I have first news for AEW, actual news. Andrade El Idolo is currently listed as suspended, but could also possibly be injured because he posted a picture on social media with a hospital gown. So that's why he's not on TV, but I don't understand why he's suspended. I guess because of the backstage beef with Sammy Guevara, but...
So half of their roster is either injured or suspended. Got it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I know Andrade probably wants to go back to WWE. I don't blame him with the chaos over there. Plus, you know, he's married to Charlotte. So, speaking of, where is Charlotte?
She's going to probably be back. I think she's coming back for War Games. I think she'll be back for Survivor Series.
You think she's that missing? Because they're missing one female.
Yeah,
on
it's
the
possible,
team.
But because Becky's still injured, I just don't. I think these guys, like, we're seeing Malakai Black back because I think they know if they go back to WWE, they're not getting anywhere near the top. Like, there are too many good people there that are above. Like, Seth Rollins, his job for the next year should be Logan Paul and Austin Theory, and then he's going to be champion. So, like, there's no reason for anyone to think they're going to go back and start getting top spots there. They're all going to be in a long line of people that are crushing it right now for the company that are going to be moving up.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's the alternative? Stay in AEW and do nothing? Never show up on TV? I mean,
basically,
go back
yeah,
to the indies?
I mean, look at FTR. Their choice was go to AEW or stay on WWE and just become like a joke backstage, which is what WWE was doing with them. I don't think that'll happen under Triple H with a lot of these guys, but I think there's no room for them outside of certain, like, there's glass ceilings for all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's vice versa, too. Like, let's say, because I see this as a strong possibility, Dolph Ziggler goes to AEW. Like, you know, it's believable. I think his contract's up in a year or so. You know, there'd be that initial, oh, my God, he's here. And then it's like, okay, what do we do with him? Like, we've got 50,000 guys on the
roster.
He'll
be on Dark with his brother going up against the Dark Order or something.
But, like, I could see him and MJF having a good storyline. I mean, he's one of the few names that has a realistic chance of going to AEW and go, oh, my God, you know, Ziggler's there? You know, I'll tune in for that. You know, I don't think anyone else from WWE really anytime soon is eligible to go to AEW, you know, like a McIntyre or a Corbin or, you know. So Ziggler, I think, is the most realistic move to, oh, my God, you know, Ziggler and MJF or Ziggler and Moxley or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, Ziggler can do some good promos. I've seen him get really passionate. I forget what feud it was, maybe with The Miz. I forget. But he's given some really passionate promos, so I'd like to see him in MJF. He'll do better on the mic than Wheeler Yuta. I know that.
Oh,
much.
Boy, that's tough. That's like, I almost said a show's name. I'm trying not to mention it anymore, but he should not be on the mic. Give him, talk about a guy who should be aligned with the firm, with seven guys to take the mic away from you. Like, give him the black guy with the wizard hat or something. Like, the prince.
Prince Nana.
Like, you know, some guy, you see it, both you guys, some guys are good on the mic and just some just aren't. It's just, you have it or you don't.
Yeah. Real quick, I wanted to ask your guys' opinion on this because you mentioned Corbin. He talked about how some of these wrestlers, they kind of brag about the fact that they were in the indies for 15 years. And he was kind of like, man, you're bragging about that? Like, it took you 15 years. Like, I went straight to the top, to WWE. He went from athlete and, you know, football and whatever to straight to WWE. Do you think it's like a bragging right to say, hey, man, I've been in the indies for 15, 20 years. Like, it kind of comes off as like it took you too long, man.
Well, John, you go ahead. I've talked enough already.
don't know. Sorry. Is John listening? There he is.
Yeah, I'm here. Right. Sorry, say that again.
So Corbin was
you ain't listening, you motherfucker.
No, Corbin said that, you know, there are some wrestlers walking around bragging that they were in the indies for 15, 20 years. And it's like, yeah, dude, it took you 15 to 20 years to get to the top. You shouldn't be bragging about that.
Well, that I think that's sort of not to get back to CM Punk, but that's sort of CM Punk's point. Like, just because you were doing something for 15, 20 years doesn't mean you should be taking it. You should be ignoring advice from someone who is also doing it the same amount of time, but at a higher level. In a bit, like, I think that's where CM Punk was frustrated, where I agree with him, even though he constantly acts like a baby. Corbin's right. It's like, yeah, I could be doing something for 15, 20 years, but if I'm doing it in the minor leagues for 15, 20 years, and you're comparing it to someone in the majors for 15, 20 years, there's no comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like saying I'm really smart because I was in high school for 15 years. Like, no.
Yeah. No. I mean, there's a reason that WWE is WWE. There's a reason why when somebody gets hit with a chair, the camera is on the right person. Like, that clip from last week blows my mind, where Samoa Joe attacked Wardlow and the camera wasn't even on the attack. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's pretty rough.
Like, that's the difference between 15 and 20 years in the minors versus 15, 20 years in the majors.
But I will say, though, like, pro wrestling is very much like stand-up, where we all know some of the funniest people who should be making it, whatever that is. You know, it's very political, and, like, there's some great wrestlers who should have popped a lot sooner, but... You know, like Vince McMahon, you know, for three decades really was only into gigantic dudes. I mean, that comes out the wrong way, but like, but you know, if you didn't look like Sid Vicious or the, you know, Warrior or Hogan, if you were a smaller guy, you weren't going to make it no matter how good you were. You could be great on the mic. You could be a good looking, shorter guy, and you just were not going to make it. So I do think, I see both sides. I see Punk's side, I see Corbin's side, but you know, it bothers me. I think there's a lot of people who laid the path for Corbin who did struggle for 10 plus years in Ring of Honor, New Japan, or, you know, smaller indies, TNA. It's like, dude, you should be a little more thankful of the people who paid the way for you.
Pay their dues.
I guess my biggest thing for Corbin is I hope he actually gets the payoff, because he's been doing great work, but he's been making gold out of shit, and he's probably telling himself there's a payoff coming at the end. And I hope there is, because otherwise he's going to be mid-card forever. And in that sense, I think being Kenny Omega at the top of AEW is better than being mid-card at WWE, where that's not always the situation.
All right. Now you got my boner talking.
I know. I know how to get you working on the couch next to Eddie. I want to make Eddie as uncomfortable as possible.
I'm already uncomfortable being on the couch.
Listen, bro, you're no picnic to sit next to either. I mean, this is like a live Amber Alert audition. Although I will say I thought they could have announced the Omega return a little better. Like,
yeah, the pop was kind of, it was a good pop, but it could have been a bigger pop.
Well,
did he show up? Wait, did he show up?
No, so the Death Triangle had a match, and they won, and then afterwards they gave a promo where Pac was just kind of like, you know, there's people who we're not supposed to mention, who knows who, you know who you are, and blah, 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 and then they cut to the screen, and a clock ticks down, and then the flame pops up of the Elite versus the Death Triangle. That was it.
Everybody in wrestling loves countdown clocks. Just enough with the countdown clocks.
TikTok.
Have people, you've given enough hints. Now that we've given enough hints, just have them show up. The place will go nuts. The best thing that could happen is people buy something in advance because they think it was going to happen. And then 3 weeks later, when the event actually arrives, they forgot about it. And it's just the greatest thing ever. Like, the Money in the Bank cash-in. I always talk about the Seth Rollins cash-in, because everybody forgot that was potentially going to happen. And at WrestleMania, when he came down, that place went nuts. And it was because they didn't advertise it. Right now, anytime somebody has the briefcase, they mention it every 6 seconds and they ruin a potential surprise. That's what every company does now. It's insane.
Yeah.
I just thought it could have been a little, you know, maybe instead of the graphic of them just, you know, when they do the who's on the pay-per-view, maybe just show three sets of feet watching in the back, or like, and like you said, we all know they're coming back. There's really no surprises that could, you know, some WWE guy or, you know, outside of the super old dudes like Hogan or Flair. But I don't know, just a weak kind of graphic of them. It didn't make, and against those guys, like.
Oh, they got to get the belts off of them because that's who they gave them to, I guess.
Well, I mean, we're going to get to that because I don't think that's happening.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I just, it didn't make me go, oh my God. I mean, I'm going to get the pay-per-view anyway. By the way, you comics messaging me, can I come over? I haven't talked to some of these motherfuckers in a year. Like, how about give me something?
Yeah, how about you pay for the pay-per-view and then come over?
Anything. And it's not the point. I got Earl, the 50 bucks.
Like, Earl, I feel like you've gotten plenty from comics.
What have I
years.
Gotten from comics?
We don't have to talk about it now. We don't have to talk about
we
it
do.
Publicly.
I mean, female comics, yeah. But trust me, they got something out of it, too. Because when I pulled out, it was the last time they were funny. You know.
You fucked the funny out of them?
I put the funny in them.
Oh,
you know, when girls leave me, it just never works out for them quite at the end of the day, because sometimes the grass ain't always greener, honey. It's shit brown.
Especially here in LA.
So, I mean, I don't know. I thought, now, of course, Rampage is about to go on in a half hour. I'm an AEW guy. I'm a mark. I'm going to get the pay-per-view anyway, but I didn't watch Dynamite and go, fuck, I got to get that pay-per-view. This is going to be insane.
It wasn't a good go-home Dynamite for sure.
And I know John's going to like this. I did not like the final MJF Moxley thing. Moxley was butchered a few lines, which...
Oh, my God. He forgot the date of the pay-per-view.
He's like... He forgot the day, not the date.
Yeah, the day. He was like, Saturday? It's Saturday, right? MJF's like, yeah, man. Like, they're just like having a conversation in the ring. But he forgot the day.
Well, you could tell when
the inmates run the asylum. There's nobody in charge over there.
But there was like no run, not run in, but there was like no like, oh my God, maybe someone new is, you know, they got 1,000 guys on the roster. You know, I don't think there's going to be any surprises at this pay-per-view, which, you know, it's a bummer because with only 4 pay-per-views, you got to really maximize the impact.
Yeah, well, they maximize it by making, like, there's like 20 matches on this card. It's insane.
There is a lot. That's the problem, that one we went to at your buddy's.
Oh, yeah, like, All Out. That was All Out, wasn't it?
I literally got tired. I was like Ric Flair in his last match. I couldn't do it. And I got the autistic kid from Roast Battle eating for 4 straight hours. It was out of control.
Yeah, he had like 100 wings. It was insane.
That guy is an eating machine.
Oh, man. All right, 2 more stories from AEW. The Acclaimed premiered a music video that, I mean, it was okay, I guess.
I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I love those guys.
But it's getting a little long in the tooth, the Scissor Me Daddy ass, and... I mean, just the fact that Billy Gunn doesn't address that he has 2 kids who are sworn enemies now. Like, what?
I will say I popped for Captain Insano. We got Captain Big Show showed up as Captain Insano for the music video.
Yeah, but he's, you know, it's basic level acting. And I don't expect Paul Wyatt, the Big Show, whatever, to be like a De Niro. But... try not looking directly into the fucking camera. Like, it's like at this podcast, if I were just like this the whole time. That's shit you don't see in WWE. Like, you know, there's like, okay, look over there when you, you know, like not.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, he's a WWE guy.
Well, makes it even worse.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if any of you watched that horrible show he had on Netflix, but my goodness, was that bad.
Well, he did have good acting skills when, if you remember in WCW, it's maybe the greatest WTF moment ever when Hulk Hogan backed him off the 12-story building, and 2 minutes later he's walking into the ring like it's no big deal. I just fell off 12 stories. Like, what?
Oh, man. And then finally, I got some kind of rumorish type of things, but Sasha Banks has registered a bunch of new things, including new trademarks, including Mercedes Monet as a name, Monet Talks, Bank Monet, and Statement Maker, which her old move was the Bank Statement. So I think this is all like a new character and new names for all of her moves. Which to me feels like she's going to AEW. I mean, I don't think she's going to go to the Indies, or maybe she goes to New Japan. But chances are she's going to end up in AEW trying to work with Soraya.
Paige, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening. Unless they release them and they have no compete is over, I think she's either creating new moves, or because she's posting videos of her learning new things. I think she was with Juventud Guerrero,
yeah,
the Hoovy driver.
I think she's learning new things, and I think she may have new moves. I don't think she's leaving WWE. Well, I think she.
I mean,
knows
why would
no
she? Why would she
there.
Change her name though? Mercedes is her real name, so Mercedes Monet is I don't think if she comes back, she comes back as that and not Sasha Banks to WWE, you know?
No, it could be for other reasons. She's doing a lot of stuff in fashion. It could be a fashion brand. It could be a perfume. There's many reasons. I think that might be her middle name. Who knows? But I don't think it would be stupid for her to think there's room for her in AEW where she's not going to get injured.
Well, I will say, though, in the women's division there, I could...
Yeah, there's plenty of room in the AEW women's division.
I mean, they do have a lot of filler there, but like, that's a pretty strong division if you throw her in with Soraya, Britt Baker, Toni Storm. I love Jamie Hayter. But, you know, that's a solid 5-6 girls that, you know, and plus some of the in Zeta, if she ever, you know, comes back. So they definitely need a little more star power because you just can't have Britt Baker and Soraya. Like, that's going to get old.
No, but the whole point is build your stars, and do they even have a developmental? It feels like they are the developmental that just has a TV deal.
It's
like, how are
Rampage.
They building stars if they're destroying their own division?
Their developmental is Dark and Dark Elevation, which is awful and nobody watches.
I mean, I tried to watch, you guys know I'm in a supermarket. That Dark is rough.
It's rough, man.
I mean, it
used to be really good. I mean, when it first started, they would have matches with Kenny Omega on there.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, it just...
I'd rather watch a porn with acting.
All right, well, let's get to our picks for Full Gear. We have a lot of matches to get through, so...
Yeah, this might take an hour.
All right.
I have the white clicker there.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So... first match we got on the card, or my card, is Luchasaurus versus Jungle Boy in a cage match. I'm going to go with Jungle Boy. I don't really see how Jungle Boy gets buried in this, since he's already been kind of squashed throughout this entire feud. So I'm going to go with Jungle Boy. Earl?
I don't see any benefit to making Luchasaurus win. I mean, at some point, they got to start building Jungle Boy. You know, I think I love Christian Cage, but his speeches are kind of one note, bringing up Luke Perry dying. You know, I the first time I thought, oh my God, that's amazing. But, you know, he mentioned it, I think, 2 weeks ago. It didn't have the same pop for me. So I'm going to go with Luke Perry's kid,
Jungle Boy. John?
I'm going with Luchasaurus. AEW likes to beat a dead horse sometimes, and I don't see a place for either of those guys outside of this feud right now. So I think it's going to go on for another pay-per-view.
Okay.
Luchasaurus.
All right. You are the defending champion, so these decisions you're making have to be solid.
I know.
All right. Next up, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD versus Saraya. I don't see how Saraya loses this her fucking debut match. So
yeah, I don't even know if we need to discuss this. Saraya is going to win if she doesn't break her neck.
That could be the tiebreaker. Does Saraya get injured?
Oh, no. I was going to pitch the tiebreaker of CM Punk coming back.
I tell you, if they're smart, I'm telling you right now, you just got my blood going. Let's assume that the Bucks and Omega Elite beat those guys, and they're celebrating.
Punk comes out with Ace Steel and bites Kenny.
and then Cole Cabana comes out. I mean, if you did it right, it could. That's the oh my god moment. Punk comes back, the lights go out. Cabana comes out, you know, just make it a free for all. Just throw so much shit against the wall.
No, not even take the lights out. Just have Punk run out like he just kind of snuck in the arena and just kind of like is running out there just to beat the shit out of them for some reason.
And with the dog, he's carrying the dog. Omega tried. I mean, I'm serious. Like,
he throws Larry at Kenny.
It's a fake dog, though. Clearly, you don't want to do that. But like,
oh my God.
Because there really aren't a lot of. This is one of the few AEW pay-per-views where I'm not going to say I don't care who wins or loses, but there's not a lot of like rooting for one over the other. So I think you got to have at least one Monday morning or Sunday morning, I guess. Did you see?
Yeah. So what, yeah. Okay. So who's your pick, by the way, DMD or Saraya?
Mine.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to discuss just great, but and Bully Ray, I think mentioned this. He noticed that in Saraya's speech when she was going, I've done this, I've done that. The crowd didn't pop that much.
No, and Britt Baker was kind of a babyface in her promo.
Yeah, and Britt was like, well, you weren't here, bitch, when I was building this company or this division. I do think Saraya's going to win, but, you know, this is the one match in this card where I could see an upset or whatever you want to call it. Like the obvious choice is her to win. She came back. Maybe they, you know, it's Saraya, but I wouldn't be blown out of the water if Britt Baker won by interference through that big broad with the jugs, you know,
Rebel.
All
right.
So she's about as useful as the disciple was in WCW. Like she's just there.
Yeah. All right. So I'll put you down for Saraya.
After all that.
Next up, we have the Trios Championship, the Death Triangle versus the Elite. I mean,
if Death Triangle wins, there's robbery. I'm leaving the country.
Yeah, I'm going with the Elite. I don't see how Death Triangle wins. Even though I would rather they win, I don't see them lose or winning. I'm guessing you're going with the Elite as well.
Well, here's the thing, and now I think hanging out with Sosa's has me into these wild conspiracy fucking things. The only way I could see I'm going with the Elite. The only way I could see them losing is if Punk comes out and costs them the victory.
Mm. Okay, John, you're going with the Death Triangle.
I'm torn because I think this is a match where if the Elite wins, it's just to make the fans happy. Story-wise, you want them to... They just got off suspension. Do you want them to come back and lose? No, but do you want to potentially have the Bucks turn on Kenny Omega? Possibly. I'm going to go with Death Triangle.
Okay. Death Triangle.
I mean, that would make it interesting. Like, you know, that's what makes wrestling, I think, at its best is when the obvious isn't the final decision. I mean, I can't imagine them not winning. I wouldn't mind seeing a heel turn with the Bucks on Omega. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Because I do like Omega at his best when he's just a dastardly heel. But... Or maybe this could be when Ospreay comes out, costs them the win, you know, set up the Omega Ospreay feud.
Well, for some reason, I'm seeing a lot of reports about Adam Cole, which makes me think they're feeding news that he's terribly injured, and this is a good opportunity for him to come back.
Yeah, I
didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but all we'll see. I mean, I think Death Triangle takes the win.
All right. Next up, the tag champions, the Acclaimed versus Swerve and Lee.
This goes in the I don't give a fuck column.
Yeah, I'm going with the Acclaimed. I don't see how Swerve and Lee win the belt back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. You know, you'd think me loving big guys as much as I do, I'd be rooting for Keith Lee. And he did something. He did the jump when the guy runs at him. Full splits in the air, like, he's impressive, but for some reason I just don't care about him and Swerve, so
they need to split him up. They don't need to be a team.
I'd like to see Keith Lee as a heel. Like, I know you need some faces in the company, but yeah, I'll go with the Acclaimed.
You too, John. All right, next up, the interim women's championship, Toni Storm versus Jamie Hayter. I hope, and I'm going to choose Jamie Hayter. It is her time. She is super over, and she's really good in the ring. And, you know, yeah, she's easy on the eyes. So I'm going to go with Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I don't think Storm has fully gotten her run. Is like,
she's not doing anything.
The woman. It does seem like they're building Hayter up, so I'll go with Jamie Hayter.
I do think Jamie Hayter is the fan favorite, but I feel like they want to have that feud with Thunder Rosa, so I have to keep the belt on Toni Storm right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see her get a little bit longer of a run because it doesn't seem like she's gotten the full, like, this is the best woman in the division, but it just does seem like they're fast-tracking Hayter a little bit.
Yeah. All right, I put you down for Storm. Next up, the Ring of Honor World Championship four-way match with champion Chris Jericho versus Sammy Guevara versus Daniel Bryan versus Claudio Castagnoli. Shit, man, I don't know. I don't really know.
This is a tough one. Like, just seem like Guevara's gotten
convinced.
It does seem like Guevara's gotten a little bit more airtime lately. You know, but I'm sure Claudio didn't come over here to, like...
I don't think it's going to be Claudio or Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson because they went over on Rampage in that tag match that they had. And usually with wrestling booking, if you go over on the go-home show, you don't go over on the pay-per-view. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know... Damn.
This could be the deciding match in the championship belt competition because this is one that could go. I could see all four guys winning under certain wild card scenarios. So,
You know what? I'm going to pick Bryan Danielson, and I'll tell you why after when we get to the MJF and Mox fight.
Okay.
I'm going to go, it's kind of a wild card choice, Guevara, like I said, does seem he's been on TV a bit more by himself, kind of separated him from his lady, and it just seems like they're doing a little bit of a Jamie Hayter type push with him, like get him back out there, build him up, so I'm going to go with Sammy.
How about you, John?
I'm going to go with... Y2J, I don't think they're taking it off him. I think they want to cement him as a stronger champion, and then he'll lose it one-on-one to somebody.
All right. All right, next up, we got Jade Cargill versus Nyla Rose. Jade is the champion, but Nyla Rose has the belt for some reason and has been doing open challenges with it. I really don't care for this storyline whatsoever. But... I don't think Nyla is. Huh?
Here's the thing with AEW. I don't even know if it's a storyline or if somebody just grabbed somebody else's title and is walking around with it.
That's what it is, I think.
I mean, that's what's going on. That's what the story is. But yeah, I don't know if that's a story or if it's just happening.
We don't know if it's a story or it's just happening. It's just it's a Wild West over there.
I'm going to go with Jade. I don't think the undefeated streak goes to her, to Nyla Rose. I don't think Nyla Rose is Brock Lesnar to Undertaker here.
You know, it's a tough one because Nyla's managed by my new bestie, Vicky Guerrero. So my heart, I want them to win. But, you know, Nyla is almost like that. She's the one who puts people over, you know, like she's like an upper elite jobber. So I can't imagine. They seem to have built Jade up for a year or so. It's like the badass, strong woman, semi version of China, just because she's so jacked. I don't see her losing, so I go with Jade.
John?
I'm trying to think of what qualifies as a loss, because I don't think they... I feel like Nyla's the one person who probably could get the title off her, because it's not a significant title, but they may be at the point where they need to move Jade up to the upper levels just because they don't really have anybody. I'm going to go with Nyla.
All right. I feel like Jade's going to retire undefeated. I think I'm going to go do other things now. I beat all the women. I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah, if they give her the loss to Nyla, I think we don't have to worry about the streak anymore, and they could start putting her in higher level feuds against DMD and some other people.
That's true. All right. Three more to go. We got Earl's favorite match of the night. Darby Allin and Sting versus Jay Lethal and Double J. Jay Lethal, Double J. Whew. I don't know, man.
I mean, this is clearly the humor match of the night. You know, all four guys are, Jeff Jarrett's, 55? Sting is 63. Jay Lethal, I think, is the...
You know, it's going to be Darby and Lethal all night, and then, Double J and Sting do a spot.
Yeah, probably. I can tell you the spots right now. Sting, at some point, will have a high-flying spot just for the laughs. He's been off TV for a while, so he's rested and not bruised. It'd be a guitar shot. Maybe, Sting takes the guitar I could see them giving Darby Allin a chance to give Jarrett a guitar shot. All right, motherfucker, you want to trade guitar shots? Here's yours. I'm going to go with Sting and Darby Allin. It bums me out because Jay Lethal is so good that they almost... He's almost like the Nyla version of the upper mid card, but he's the jobber to the stars. And that's a shame because he's really, really good. But this is just for fun, this match.
I have a feeling Double J is going to hit Sting with the guitar and Sting's going to no sell it.
Dude, if that happens right now, I'll never have to take a dick pill for the rest of my life. Because let me tell you something right now. When the Young Bucks did the double super kick to him, and he just no-selled it, dude, I got a card instantly.
It's one of two things is going to happen. Either the plan is going to be, hey, you're going to get hit with the guitar and no-sell it, and he no-sells it, or he tries to no-sell it, and they kill him with a guitar shot because he's 100 years old.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I would imagine Jarrett would protect Sting a little more than he did Darby. And I could also, Sting's pretty jacked still for 63. I could see him saying to Jarrett, listen, motherfucker, if you make me bleed or do any bullshit, I'm going to kick your ass. So, it doesn't matter who wins, to be honest. Since I said, what was it last week, the greatest tag team heel turns, when I said it was Ric Flair turning on Sting against Pillman and... I think it was Arn Anderson. I've always sensed they're teasing a heel turn for Sting on Darby. Just a quick one. I don't know. I think Sting and Darby win, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some wacky heel turn by Sting.
John.
I mean, I'm trying to make this fucking fun, man. Like,
I don't even know what to do with those two anymore. It's such a weird pairing. But
Sting and Darby.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
They got
with
face
Sting
paint. That's the connecting.
But I do like it though. Sting's the mentor to the younger, not version of him, but like I don't know, the father figure. I kind of get it.
Yeah, no, I get the pairing. I just it's a weird pairing. I get why they did it. I'm gonna go with Sting and Darby. Those two are never gonna lose at this point.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and choose Jay Lethal and Double J, and I'm also gonna throw in the heel turn that Earl's talking about. I think this is where they split them up, and Double J will cheat his way to victory. All right, so Sting and Darby for you two, and Lethal JJ for me. Next up, my favorite match of the night, the Hoss match, the big meaty men slapping meat match. We've got for the TNT Championship, Champion Wardlow versus Powerhouse Hobbs and Samoa Joe. I'm going to go with Wardlow. I don't think Wardlow loses in a three-way. Even though if he's going to lose, this is how he loses. But I don't think they take the belt off of him just yet. So I'm going to choose Wardlow.
I mean, it's a tough one because you can make a case for all three guys winning. I'm a big Samoa Joe guy.
Me too. I love Samoa Joe. I just don't – I don't know.
But he's – isn't he the Ring of Honor?
Yeah, he's already got a belt. He doesn't need two belts.
So that's kind of like – that. He's one that I think is hurt by the Ring of Honor AEW affiliation because it's like, okay, do we pop him in AEW? Do we pop him in ROH? I think Wardlow's kind of stalled out for me a little bit. Like – it's the same thing, you know, the power bomb. You know, I think if they were smart, because I think of the three guys, Hobbs is the least, not the least popular, but he's probably behind Joe and Wardlow. I would have Hobbs go over. So this is a tough one, man. I'm going to go, you know, we all can't pick the same fucking people. I think Wardlow's going to win, but I'm going to go with Hobbs.
Okay. John?
I'm going to go with Samoa Joe. I think he chokes out Hobbs so we could get the title off Wardlow, and then Wardlow comes out at the end of the night after MJF wins the title.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, that'd be nice.
All right.
You know, and I wouldn't like to... I don't think this is going to happen, but I'm really a fan of Morrissey, and I don't mean the singer, who literally walked off stage the other night at the Greek because he said it was too cold. I'd be you know me and how I hold grudges. If I was a Morrissey fan and I paid $500 to see that mother effer, I'd be pissed. But I wouldn't mind seeing Morrissey get involved here. Like, he's just so goddamn. He's got the look. I sound like Vince McMahon right now, but. I just think it's a shame he's just kind of thrown in with the firm and doesn't really do a lot. I would love to see him, AEW, start building him up a little bit as a future main eventer.
Yeah, all right. And then finally, we have the AEW World Championship champion, Jon Moxley versus MJF. And so I'm going with MJF, but... I will explain why, and it also ties back to the four-way match from earlier. I think MJF wins after William Regal turns on Moxley. And I think the Blackpool Combat Club is done. I think Bryan Danielson will probably take the belt by pinning or choking out Claudio. They're already showing signs of dissent between Bryan Danielson and Wheeler Yuta. They've been bickering on TV. I think Regal helps MJF to win. Blackpool Combat Club gets dissolved. Jon Moxley goes on his long-awaited vacation that he was supposed to take before the press conference, but then had to come to work because his co-workers are idiots, so he had to cancel his vacation. So I think he'll go to his vacation now, and MJF will be champion, full heel. The devil will reveal himself with Regal as, like, I think Regal's the devil.
You know, there was some weird homoerotic thing the other night between MJF and Regal where they were like looking at each other lovingly. I have to agree with you. I do think I think MJF's going to win. I they're insane if they put Moxley over MJF. I mean, and there was a little, I don't know if you guys saw the segment, it was on YouTube, of MJF bringing Tony Khan out to the ring. And it was kind of half heel, half face speech. He had some good WWE zingers in there. I think MJF goes over Moxley, and then that's when the wacky surprise. If there's going to be one oh my god moment, it's going to be someone coming in, whether it's Adam Cole, whether it's and someone we don't know about, maybe Jay Wyatt, or like that's where you have the big oh my god, did you see the next day? So, but MJF.
John?
MJF. I don't know how it's going to happen. I think in going with his speech about how there's always something overshadowing his nights, I think it could be the William Regal thing, or he could just beat him straight out. I just don't think he's leaving without that title.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense, man. It wouldn't make any sense. But, you know, it would be a swerve, but I don't think it would be a good swerve. I think the fans will turn on them if they give it to Mox. But whatever, let Mox go on his vacation. Give MJF the belt. All right, so that's it. That's all the picks.
Oh, really? There's not more, Matt? Let's go over the dark matches. Okay,
so I mean, no. No, we're not going over the dark.
We've got Johnny Hungy against, I don't know.
I mean, I'm kind of excited to see Rampage's the Eddie Kingston and Ortiz, I believe. I don't forget which one. I think it's Ortiz versus Takeshita and Akiyama, I believe it is.
Yeah.
That should be a fun match.
Because I was wondering where Takeshita is.
Do we think CM Punk's coming back?
Tonight?
No, at Full Gear.
Tomorrow.
Oh, no, I thought you meant for Rampage.
Did you want that to be the tiebreaker? We can make that the tiebreaker.
Well, I do think...
I don't think he's coming back.
If they were smart, they would have something wacky happen tonight on Rampage. I mean, just this pay-per-view, numbers-wise, just it's kind of lacking in the buzz. So I think if they were smart, they would have some wacky return tonight, some tease about some big surprise. Maybe a limo pulls up to the arena, door opens, and you don't know, and that goes to black. Like, they gotta, hopefully they do something tonight.
I think they're banking on the Elite being back and MJF winning the belt for the big moments. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? We'll see. I'm wishing nothing but the best for it, but.
Can I just say, unrelated to any of this, going back to WWE, what they're doing to LA Knight right now is a goddamn nightmare.
I haven't seen SmackDown, so I don't know what they did tonight. But I mean, last week with Bray Wyatt, I wasn't excited about that at all. As a Bray Wyatt fan,
it's not better tonight. I don't know why they're doing this to him. He is one of the few people who's naturally good on the mic.
Yeah,
and I just saw what they did to him, and I was like, this is just fucked.
So yeah, they're gonna bury him, or if he's not already buried at SmackDown, I haven't watched, but I'll watch tonight. Yeah, I think it's dumb that they did that.
He's literally buried tonight.
That's a big fumble from Triple H. I mean, I know that he's on a roll and everybody's excited about what he's doing, but that's a fumble. I don't think that should have been Bray Wyatt's first comeback or whatever. LA Knight needs more mic time and more time to shine. I was actually excited that he left that fucking stupid ass modeling agency gimmick to go be LA Knight, and I was hoping for more, but. Oh, well, maybe they'll send him back to NXT. Who knows?
I mean, I think WWE's kind of not botched the Bray Wyatt return, but I don't know. It's not. I don't know if it's doing as well as they thought. You know,
they're dragging it out because they don't want to compromise their WrestleMania plans. You know what I mean? So they have to drag it out to at least get past WrestleMania. Because they're not going to have Bray and Roman at Mania. That's just not going to happen. It's going to be The Rock and Roman or something. So, I don't know.
I mean, I just think, you know, we all give AEW shit, myself included, for botching returns and not following through completely. I just think, and I understand what you're saying, it's not making me as excited as I thought it would.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it for us today here in this special episode, Zoom episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. Make sure to go to our social medias. Give us your predictions. I'm going to post the predictions we have, and I want you to go on social media and leave us your predictions. Who do you think? If you don't want to go through the entire card, just the major ones that you're interested in, like, you know, who's going to win between Mox and MJF, that kind of thing. So leave us comments. Follow us on Instagram at Comedy Store Wrestling. Follow us on Twitter at Store is War. Follow our sponsor, Pro Am Belts. Go to at Pro Am Belts. Use the promo code 10FF to save 10% on a custom belt. And yeah, you can follow me at RRBG Podcast, Earl.
At Earl Skakel everywhere, and Inappropriate Earl after you listen to this podcast. And, you know, just follow us. Our social media is growing, but, you know, we can get bigger guests if you guys make it a bigger presence on the World Wide Web.
Oh, showing your age. John, at Comedy Store Studios.
Yep, Comedy Store Studios.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you all for watching and listening. We'll see you next week.